Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Mason. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Hyatt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mason for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burda moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Kessinger moves to third. Williams moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields the ball and throws to Hans covering. Safe. Hyatt moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bolin strikes out. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a line drive to center field. Phillips throws towards Beckert. Beckert fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Beckert. Hyatt scores. Dietz moves to third. Mason moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dietz scores. Mason moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dietz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dietz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hyatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Lanier moves to second. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lanier moves to third. Bolin moves to second. Jim Davenport batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Lanier. Bolin moves to third. Mason moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. Hyatt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Lanier moves to second. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mason is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Bolin moves to second. Bob Berta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berta takes first base on ball 4. Lanier scores. Bolin moves to third. Davenport moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolin scores. Davenport scores. Berta moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Rich Nye now pitching. Dave Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dietz moves to second. Bobby Bolin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bolin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Dietz moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mason is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietz scores. Lanier scores. Bolin moves to second. It's 7-1, Giants. Phil Regan now pitching. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Hyatt batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hyatt takes first base on ball four. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge now playing third base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lanier is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sadecki takes first base on ball four. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mason is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mason for the out. Sadecki moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Etheridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Etheridge reaches second base with a double. Sadecki scores. It's 11-1, Giants. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Berta hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Nate Oliver pinch hits for Willie Smith. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Young pinch hits for Al Spangler. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Phil Regan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Don Young now playing right field. Don Nottebart now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marshall is 0 for 5 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.